with us. The Israeli military continues to battle Palestinian militants around Gaza's largest hospital, which Israel claims is being used by Hamas for military purposes.
The world has to understand, who is Israel fighting against?
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, stood in what he says was a children's hospital. Colorful drawings on the wall, but on the floor,
the gear for a major fight.
Weapons of war.
Hand grenades, Kalashnikovs, and then we have the RPGs. People shooting RPGs from hospitals.
Another area, he said, may have been used to hold hostages, with an improvised air vent, a hastily installed toilet. Still, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says,
Israel has to confront that while at the same time not wanting to go assaulting hospitals in firefights that could put innocent people who are getting life-saving medical care in the crossfire.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Here in Washington, D.C., organizers hope that thousands of Christians and Jews will join forces in the National Mall today. Susan Michael is U.S. Director of the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem.
We are joining with the Jewish community for a huge rally on the National Mall in support of Israel. We need to be heard. Our voice has been drowned out recently by pro-Hamas protests, if you can imagine. So it's time for us to show up on the National Mall by the thousands to make our voice known. And so that's what we will be doing, Jews and Christians standing together.
Today's rally in the National Mall is co-sponsored by the group American Christian Leaders for Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden leaves for California later today. He'll be meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow. It's the main event of his four-day visit to San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit. This is SRN News. There's a warning for America's churches about artificial intelligence.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that a majority of Christians say they would be disappointed to find out that their church is using AI. 52% feel that way versus 32% who say they don't mind. The Barna Group says the findings of their research, quote, only strengthens the point that churches using artificial intelligence should do so cautiously and openly. Christians are generally more squeamish about AI than other Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians who fled the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan are about to be on the move again. Many sought refuge in neighboring Pakistan, and now the government there is preparing to expel them. International Christian Concern says a lot of believers were among the hundreds of thousands of Afghans who ran across the border when the Taliban seized control. Pakistan is preparing to forcibly drive them back into Afghanistan. This is SRN News. ExxonMobil says it will be drilling for lithium in southern Arkansas. That story from Ed Donahue.
Earlier this year, Exxon bought the rights to an area in Arkansas, considered one of the most prolific lithium resources of its type in North America. The plan is to begin production of the critical material for electric vehicles by 2027. Exxon's goal is by 2030 to produce enough lithium to supply the manufacturing needs of more than a million electric vehicles. The area in Arkansas has a history of oil and gas production. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says this has the potential to transform Arkansas. Exxon will use conventional oil and gas drilling methods to access lithium-rich salt water from reservoirs deep underground. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stock futures are little changed this morning. Yesterday, it was a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 55. The NASDAQ fell 30. More details at srnnews.com.